Thanks for choosing this teaching from The Elijah List, a prophetic ministry to the body of Christ. For more information about The Elijah List, including how to order or download other prophetic teachings by well-known speakers and teachers, the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and the many other prophetic resources we offer, visit our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Or outside the U.S., 541-926-3250.
My brother Bill, yesterday, in integrity and in honesty, on a parking lot outside of a restaurant, said to me, Bill, just wave your hand so they know who I'm talking about. He said to me, we're entering into a new period of miracles. When are we going to do the tough stuff? Well, I've been there. A heart that shut off 12 times is pretty tough stuff. I passed over. I saw the other side. Could not forget my wife's words to me. My assignment wasn't done. She said to you, my precious sister, your assignment isn't done. Part of my assignment was to tell the story that I had just taught that day. For the first time in my life, I had taught the physics of worship. Now, you don't know all my story. We don't talk about some of that story when I wasn't serving the Lord. Involved in ungodly activity, rock and roll, motor racing, and attempted my own life. Who would believe that this positive, focused, reasonably intelligent guy could see no future? Satan had me in his grip. He had taken possession of my stuff, and he was out to kill me. He's out to kill you if you don't know it. And if you don't have the hedge of worship and the protection that comes from the glory of God inhabiting something of sound and atmosphere and environment, you're in trouble. I don't know what you listen to on your car radio, but you got to find a better source if it doesn't bring the presence of God into your automobile. I'm serious. I don't know what you listen to when you're home, or what you got in your MP3 player hangs around your neck. But if you're not listening to the presence and the authority of God's sound, you're in trouble. Because you're an open target. And he'll sneak up on you. He'll put his curse. And it can be dismissed. I decided to take my life. I had a precious wife, two great kids, a successful business, and Satan had a grip on my heart, on my life. Instead of hitting that bridge, the Sunshine Skyway, and a Lincoln Continental. Wow. There's a flashback. As fast as that car would go, headed at that girder, over 100 miles an hour. And my thought was from Satan, this is the end. And the Holy Spirit said into my spirit, this is only the beginning. And I had enough time to do this with the steering wheel. And instead of hitting that bridge and driving that engine up into that passenger compartment, It took the side off a Lincoln Continental. In the hospital the next day, a doctor looked at me, our family doctor that had delivered our son Joe, looked at me and he said, David, with tears coming down the doctor's eyes, if anybody had something to live for, it was you. He said, I never would have guessed that you would have done this or tried to do this. And I said, well, I think God's got an assignment for my life. And after doctor's care with lithium for depression for 9 months, I recognized that the God frequency problem couldn't be solved with a drug. That was step one for me. Step one was really knowing that God had my assignment. I'm thumbing through my own book and I can't find my place. I'm looking for the text in here. Here it is. The physics of worship. I taught this that day when I got my healing. By the way, let me just put a quick wrap on that story. My son, my wife, and my daughter were pleading the blood for me the instant I hit that bridge. They knew I was in trouble by the Holy Spirit, and they were interceding for me. And it was a total recovery, except for that Lincoln, and except for that bridge. 1 week to the day. A month to the day. A barge hit that bridge in the Sunshine Skyway going over Tampa Bay outside of Bradenton, Florida, coming over to St. Petersburg side of the bay. That whole bridge collapsed. A busload of people died. Several carloads of people died. Demons were layered on that bridge. Don't tell me there's not cursed places that even can attract, cause you to want to go there if you're under Satan or the Holy Spirit's guidance. You're here today by the Holy Spirit. You're not here by accident. You're here by the authority of the Holy Spirit to give you everything you need, everything. I'm ducking that word deserve, but she deserves her strength. I deserved a new heart. There's no way that I could have done what I'm doing if I wouldn't have had a new heart. A few years ago, the text says, my heart was shutting off. From a practical standpoint, I was dying. My heart would stop. My blood pressure would go to zero. I would collapse as if I died. Doctors said I did. This was becoming more frequent. It was getting more intensive. I was a businessman, an inventor. One of my investors sent me to New York to be examined by the world's best doctors. I showed up that day. They didn't ask for credit references. They didn't ask for prepayment or insurance. One of my investors had set it up that I just got whisked in. The finest doctors in the world were waiting for me. And they did their thing. But I was about to fly to that hospital, and on the airplane before it took off, I died again. That was the 10th time. At that time, I had a light stroke and was out for several minutes. When I came to, Becky had her hand on my heart and a grin on her face. I haven't looked at this man once when he wasn't grinning, a friend of hers. She's surrounded with this joy. Becky said to me, no, you're not going anywhere. You heard her say it. My assignment wasn't done. I'm here to tell everybody in this room, your assignment has just begun. What you've learned, what you've observed, what you're aware of is a new beginning. The figure 8 for 08 is the sign of infinity when you lay it down. Your beginning has no limit to its power. We are living faith to that effect. The fact that I'm alive is living faith. I've talked about the subject of physics all my life. In the past few years, Revelation has made the subject and the physics of worship much more vital and intense to me. I want God to alter your process of thinking. I want Him to do damage to what you thought you knew. Physics of worship is not just a song service. It's not an order of two fast songs, two slow songs, an offertory, a singing special, and somebody preaches. I'm sorry. The physics of worship is when you and everything in here is altered by the presence of God. My precious sister is going to be altered by the presence of God, the authority of God. Paul had a good word for it. He said, you're going to have the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. That was a dead body laying in that tomb. He died. He wasn't in a state of altered consciousness. His blood had drained out of him. He couldn't have any blood pressure. His blood had all drained down. He'd been whipped. His body was terribly broken, bruised, a bloody mess. The Passion actually studied the stripes of the wounds on the Shroud of Turin and emulated every mark that was on the shroud that I believe and Ray Hughes believes, Dr. Chuck Thurston believes, precious friends from Duke University believes that he was wrapped in that cloth. And there's something phenomenal about that cloth. When the resurrection power came through him, that is coming through my sister, to cause limbs and bones and muscles and cells and tendons and DNA that for whatever the reason has been messed up. When that power hits the human body, it's the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. That's the authority that's released into our lives when we come face to face to God in worship. I understand the first time Victoria heard this teaching, she was only good for about a few miles, I'm told. I wish I could have been there. I guess I was. Angularity of spin is hooked up. You're not alone, my sister. When you need your strength, you're not standing there solo act. You've got this crowd and a greater crowd of witnesses than this that know you. The Holy Spirit can activate them for you. And I believe there's something about that activation that even comes from worship. Worship is where you're altered. Your DNA gets a charge. Your body is altered. Your spirit gets a spiritual DNA correction. Now the DNA is an interesting thing. Oh, that's not in the text, but I'm okay. The DNA is information. Didn't get here by accident. It's the program of who you are. As a matter of fact, you can do something with that program you can't do with a Microsoft Vista particular or any other software. You can take a piece of the DNA, and in a piece, you have the whole. When God speaks His authority of the resurrection into one of those cells, and that DNA in that cell is the blueprint for the whole body. One little piece is the total. The whole forest is in the acorn. The whole body is in one little piece of the DNA. And I want you to know, He's blinking your body in and out 20,000 times a nanosecond. And in some act, one of those 20,000ths of a nanosecond, that's a billion slices, that's a nanosecond. A nanosecond is one of the billion slices. That's been sliced 20,000 times. And one of those is your healing. My heart did not take 6 weeks or 6 months to get healed. And that man prayed and beaten me in the back with those 300 witnesses. And we didn't need 300 witnesses. God showed up as an act of one man's faith. I caught that act of one man's faith. Bill asked me today, are we ready for the heavy stuff? We're ready for the heavy stuff. And my sister would be the recipient of that kind of healing in Ark City. You'll take that with you when you worship. That becomes a part of who you are. What you need to hear is that the spiritual dimension merges with the physical dimension and they become one. All right. Let's get over this idea that there's two things God made and put you in. Spiritual realm is connected to this realm. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't connected, this realm couldn't be. This isn't the realm He created. This is a realm that's been losing its bandwidth. This is a realm that's been losing its convergence. From the glory of God, He created a perfect place. He said it was. Cool of the day, He'd come down and fellowship. That's the kind of fellowship my sister's about to enter into. Where God speaks to her in such a way, she's altered. And you're altered. I was altered. Physics of worship is when you recognize that there's a portal that can open into that other realm. It's not a man-made door. It's a Satan-activated closure. And the fall and sin build a barrier that His presence dissolves. His authority speaking into your life dissolves all barriers. Songwriter said, all the walls come down. The wall that separates you from everything that God wants you to have comes down. Transportation problem gets solved. Healing problem gets solved. Your assignment gets completed. And I'm of the opinion that God's got such a big assignment for most of us. Somebody said, if God gave me a plan to do a certain thing, I know I'm going to live to be, at the rate I'm getting it done, I'm going to be 130 years old. I got a long life ahead of me. You have a long life ahead of you. Something about the shofar that was used in worship that's not in this text, but it's in my spirit, I have to share with you. A shofar is not a man-made horn. If this had a maker's plate on it, it would say Yahweh. God, the Creator, grew this. It's an exponential. It's got a curve to it. Somebody would look at that and say, that's a wave. Somebody would put it under a microscope and say, no, that's a particle. It's God's sound. You're looking at the man that probably has spent more money than anybody I know sampling sounds in anechoic chambers where you put a grand piano and 17 microphones and suspend it in the middle of a room. And there's no sound in that room. No noise, no echo, no reverberation, no other audio energy in that room. And then a musician plays every note on the piano, and you take digital pictures of those cycles of sound. When you put this in that room, you can't take a picture of what this does in the room. This is a weird one. Phil Driscoll can get good pictures of his trumpet, but not really. And when he plays the shofar, I was there. You can't get a good digital picture of your shofar. Because God's breath is in you. That's how you became His breath. And His breath in you is your life. When His breath leaves your body, I know, I've been there, this body will shut off. And when you show back up, if that's His plan, and it was for me, And I want you to know something. There's choices that I had when I'd shut off. I had the choice to go over, and it would have been just fine to go. What I'd have missed over there, I'm not sure. I wasn't even thinking about that. But the only live thought in my consciousness was my wife, who I had not said goodbye to. She wasn't expecting me to die on that table. That 11th time. And that 12th time. And I had a choice to go forward into the light, into the sound, into the color, into the majesty, into heaven. Another dimension. But I chose to finish my assignment. And you've already chosen to finish yours. So the body had a problem. Spirit's doing fine. And her assignment is still being done. But I know that God gives healing through worship, through praise, through the authority of Him flowing through you from that dimension to this. And when you blow this horn, it's the breath of God coming out of your lungs with a tool He made. Doesn't say Kahn, it doesn't say Yamaha, doesn't say Reynolds or Ohls or Busher or any of the manufacturers. They can't make this. And you use it to make a new sound. She's got a couple of them. Special horn. Special assignment. Special new sound. Now, you don't have to be very reasonable to figure out she could be to more places and doing more things with that new set of legs. God knew that when He gave me a new heart. He did that when He did whatever He did for you. Worship and the authority that's in worship lets the dimension couple up. I'm going to talk about worship in reference to a place that is not a physical distant place. I'm from Cleveland, Tennessee. That's a place. A little bit like Ark City, a little non-important place. Some would argue with that. Norval Hayes lives there. You know? Well, you got the ark of worship that's open over here. Okay? Good name, Ark City. Worship is God's presence. And the spiritual realm are not that kind of place. It is a place that is separate from this place because things have happened to create this dimension that are different from God's presence and God's dimension. But it's not a separate place as in separate of distance or as something light years away. Get over this idea that heaven's out there. Get over this idea that His presence is out there. That His throne is out there. It's not out there. It's out when. He views our existence from a different time and clock and calendar. Jesus explained that. He said, I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I am all the beginnings. That's the first thing He told John in the book of Revelation. John, you're not going to know what worship and the place of worship is till you understand you got a time problem. Worship isn't 45 minutes or 30 minutes. Worship is eternal. Worship, as in the tabernacle of David, was continuous. I call forth in Jesus' name. You'll have an example of the tabernacle of David. When you open that new building, it's not going to be a song service. It's not going to be a service. It's going to be an experience. When these guys start to worship and praise, they're not going to be looking at a clock. And I don't apologize for being lengthy in what I say. I apologize for the words that I put into that were non-meaningful. And if there was something that was said that was non-essential, I take those words back. But I have a little bit of fun when I do what I do. And you're grinning at me like you do the same thing with what I do. We were too late last night. I won't even call back that fun about the hers.
That was fun.
He can be delivered from that.
Thank you.
The presence of God is a time dilation that happens in our consciousness that I choose to call elsewhere. Elsewhere is a set of concepts. Oh, my little sister down here, she's getting those concepts. She came up here and she explained elsewhere just as good as I've ever done it. Okay? This girl's been nuked with a new kind of radiation. And guess what? When she said what she said about elsewhere, you all resonate to it. That means you vibrate. You respond in resonance to what she said. I think this stuff's contagious. I think you're going to take it home with you. I think it's going to show up in your conversation. It's going to change your conversation at the table and at the business table. Because you're not going to understand that you can leave the space and the place and the matter and enter that worship experience in your regular life. You're going to walk into a business with a spirit of worship on you. You can touch a doorknob, change a whole building by the spirit of worship that's on you. Some of you got tractors, equipment. You're never going to touch it the same again. Now you're going to bless it that wherever its wheels make a track is blessed. Some of you are going to change the way you communicate because you're not going to be looking for what's wrong. You're going to be seeing what's right. We're going to stop defining the error and start explaining the answer. We are answer people. The answer for my sister's new set of legs. They're on order. They started today. And we're going to stay in touch with this sister. And we'll keep in touch with you. And we're going to see the rest of that story. Now they'd fixed me in the hospital and I claimed a healing there because I stopped shutting off. That was step one. Then Ray Hughes recognized that the day that I taught this the first time, my body was full of weakness. My blood pressure was on a roller coaster. I had vasal and the blood vessels in my legs would open up by software coming from my brain. And I'd feel so weak I could hardly stand and sometimes couldn't. And Ray knew that. The first time I taught this was the tape that made this text. It's the most important time I taught it. And I don't mind repeating myself. You know that. Oh, I see you're all getting it now. But when I started the other night, and you'd already heard me for 8 sessions. Come on, most of you. Why am I going into all of this about elements and the periodic table of elements? I know the atomic frequency of gold. There's 103 of them. Periodic table of elements. That's one key off your new piano. A key's got 7 steps on it. They're arranged so that the lowest frequency of the periodic table of energy, of matter, is this lowest note. And it goes up 7, starts at the bottom and comes up 7 more and goes across till you got 103 of them. Then it starts from the top and does the same thing, mirror of this, in reverse. You play it by putting your fingers in a position and just moving them across the keys. Ooh. When you get to the top, it becomes the bottom. Or when you get up to the top, the same thing is in reverse and it goes down. Then it goes back up. 3 sets of 103 elements. And you run your finger across that. And they're in harmony. They're in unity. It's the stuff Jesus is speaking to cause everything you're looking at to be. And just a little bit of it's folding right back right now. Given those frequencies that I'm speaking all the way up, because that whole thing is only a set of frequencies. And that's all you are. Get over this thing that you've got some matter that's solid. Oh, there's matter. And our senses tell us it's solid. But it is the resonance of the voice of Jesus Christ causing that body to be right now. Oh, he just did it 100,000, a million times more. A billion times more. He's singing her song. Her healing is so close that any one of those 20,000 slices of a nanosecond, which is a billion slices, he's that close. He's that quick. And in one of those, I got a new heart. The DNA was corrected by the only source of correction there is, the voice of Jesus Christ, who calls all things to be. Everything in your life is a frequency. In physics, we have 103 elements we call the periodic table. Why am I going into all of this? Because worship is you changing your frequencies by what you say. In the garden, God Almighty, who had taken a whole day of rest, he did all this in 6 days. He'd spoken all the frequencies. His glory had become manifest. His sound became matter. Without time, as we know time. When you change your attitude toward time, you get out of the rush of the clock, the deadlines of your calendar, and you recognize that you can be tuned to His timetable. Worship is you connecting to the bandwidth of God that is above the fallen cosmos. This is the fallen dimension. The frequencies of His glory became physical. And He said, this is good. Let there be light. And it became. The premortal light from the essence of God was a part of Himself that became physical. Not the light from the sun. That was created as a day because something was spinning in space. There's a premortal light that you become a partaker of. And that radiance is the thrill and the joy that comes into your life when you worship. And the physics of worship is when you disconnect. Physics of worship is when His radiance fills you with your assignment and your purpose and your commitment and your calling. Careful what you say when you say, I will or I won't. Careful what you do on the job when you make your commitment for how your time's going to get spent. Careful, retiree, when you think the job phase of your life is over. It ain't so. It's not over. I'm talking to a precious brother that I have learned to love the last few hours we've been together, last couple of days. Every retiree in here, be careful with your attitude. Your assignment is not even over. Stop thinking about there's an end to your work. When you give up the physical work of a job and an income, you now have time to take who God made you to be. You're looking at a guy that retired 2 or 3 times. So there's hope for you. You can have a lot of fun in your old mature age because it's not old. There is no time in worship. There's no time in His presence. Get over this idea that you're too old or you're too weak. She knows she's not too weak. She gives the best energy she's got and He accepts it. But think what you will do with those new legs. You won't only make the sound over this space in place, in matter, and in time. I see this girl running through hills, through fields. How do you see her? See her dancing. Can you see it? Robes of color, mostly white, but strips of bright color. Talking to the angels. Running with the angels. Oh, I got to stay on track here because I've told you about 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, my grandson, who was 2 years old. I was working with Phil Driscoll, and I'd grab that little grandbaby and pick him up, put him on the jet airplane with us, and we'd take off and have a service and fly home the same night. His mom had already gone to bed, and I'd take that little sleeping baby and put him in our home. We lived 3 doors from his house. He was 2 years old. He'd been out there with Phil Driscoll blowing that trumpet. Phil was blowing his trumpet for 2 or 3 hours sometimes. At 5 o'clock in the morning. That little boy knew where my rock and roll PA power switch was. He went down to our big living room with a great big humongous PA sitting there. I don't know what he imagined, but he thought he was Phil Driscoll. He had a little toy trumpet. He had a little pup dog called Zeke, Ezekiel, but he was more Zeke than Ezekiel, okay? That dog would sit on a stool. Ray Hughes taught him how to sing, literally. Ray Hughes made the sound of a high note, told Zeke that's a high note. Zeke would go, woo, 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 woo. Ray'd make the sound of a low note. He'd say, that's a low note, Zeke. Zeke would go, woo, 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 woo. Hey, Ray Hughes can talk to the animals, okay? My grandson would hit that big PA switch. He knew how to get his cassette tape. We didn't have CDs yet. He'd put that cassette tape in, take it forward to the song he wanted. He knew where they were, 2 years old. He'd hit that volume knob and push it all the way to the top. And I'm up there upstairs sleeping. And "He's Alive Again" would come through the rafters. That song, "He's Alive Again." And I'd stand straight up in bed. I'd go downstairs with a growl in my voice and a snarl on my face and say, "What are you guys doing down here? It's 5 o'clock in the morning." And a little kid would look back at me with the same boldness he could match me. He'd look at me and he'd say, "We're singing with the angels." And he'd look up in the corner of the room, and Zeke would look up in the corner of the room, and that was enough witness for me. With a confirmation of 2 witnesses, Grandpa's in trouble. The angelic realm is real. I see you dancing with angels. You see yourself dancing with angels. Go there. Oh, what a concept. Go there for your healing, for your deliverance, for your prosperity. For the stuff you need for your assignment. And let's get this straight. If it's not needed for your assignment, how important is it? Oh, I wish some of the ministries that I'm involved with, fortunately not the names I've mentioned here, ministries that live in excess, and throw it away like it isn't God's money. I'm sorry, I got a problem with that. You got a problem with that in your spirit. And that's not what this is about. That's not the subject. So I won't go there. But from God's perspective, with His words of sound, He said, "Let there be light," and it became. A part of His being, though His spoken word is a frequency that He has manifested, cause light to be. The entire electromagnetic spectrum was sung into existence by Jesus Christ, who sustains all things. We will sing the frequencies of gamma rays. Worship is coming. That above what we see and we hear is ours. That new sound will come forth from this city in Jesus' name. These awesome believers of destiny, they're not building a cathedral. They're building a workshop. They're building a working studio that can connect to Hong Kong as we are right now. You talk about being in two places at one time. I've shared my personal witness with some of these awesome sisters and our brother Don. I saw him a few minutes ago. Good morning, Don. Awesome host. Precious couple. Treated us like royalty. Got a little cabin all to ourselves out there. Now they know I'm coming back. Because I've left my presence in every tack end on that property. So I know I'm connected. But God has changed all of matter, all of space, and all of time, so that every particle and every frequency that He caused to be, that is His glory, we'll get to respond to that. And when we do, the authority that the worshiper has for healing, I think it's more homeopathic. I think that it is not the drug machine, insurance, convergence that we get messed up with when we walk through the door that says MD. You say, David, you don't have a lot of respect for those guys. A couple of them. There's a guy that builds these pacemakers. I think he's terrific. Saved my life. And with a laser, he writes in it, on the inside of the case, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." And he puts all the scriptures of hope and of healing and of faith with lasers inside my heart. Ooh, I like that guy. He's using lasers. I like that too. We got one medical doctor who runs those emergency wards I told you about. He sees a sister like this. First thing he'll do is get her off all the drugs. And I'm sure she may be. I don't know. Because then that's the side effects she doesn't need to be messing with. Get that cleaned up. And the frequencies of faith are the frequencies of worship. Ooh, get that. Get that. It's not in the text, but write it down. You can't express what you haven't taken in. You get something in you, you can express it. It has to come in by revelation. It has to come in from impartation. Why do I have you put your hands out towards someone or towards me like I'm asking you to do right now? You aim them at me. You've already blessed me. You've already given into my life. You've already changed me. But I want to impart into you. In Jesus' name, I speak unto you. The authority to be a psalmist, a worshiper, that you will express back to God the full frequencies of His glory, that you receive from Him, and then you give it back to Him. You're going to have to change a few words the way you talk to Him. I don't think it's done in Old English. I think it's the way you talk to anyone you love. You'll speak to him with new words. You'll make new sounds. Those of you that are musicians, find those different chords. We'll soon have the table of elements for you. You will speak back to him the frequencies he's speaking out to cause all things to be. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my brothers and sisters. They receive a new capacity to worship. A new capacity to know God. A new capacity to receive. Father, knock the walls down. Take the limits off. Father God, we repent collectively. We repent to you and ask you to change us for the times we've not worshiped when we could have or should have. Forgive us, Father, for not being a consistent worshiper, where we tune to you and you tune and fill us with information and wisdom and joy and laughter and peace and healing. Thank you, Father, you're giving them, through an impartation, a capacity to see and understand worship. Reveal the physics of worship to everyone in this room. Father, we speak to a church in Hayes, Kansas. Church, you're altering. Church, you're changing. The sounds, the message, the hope, the terms, the reality changed in Hayes, Kansas. This city that's represented here. Every fellowship that's represented here. May these folks go back with an impartation that they'll know what the physics of worship is, because they'll spend their time there. And it's not time as in minutes and hours. It's timeless in your presence. Reveal that. Take them there. We thank you for them. In Jesus' name. Now, you don't have to leave the presence of God. That doesn't mean you can't laugh, can't have fun. But I'll tell you what. There's a lot of conversation that's just going to drift away when you're in the presence of God. You'll stop complaining. Can't complain very well in the presence of God. You're going to stop arguing. You can't really have a butt-head experience, you know. You've been altered. You've been somewhen. And you're going to take that with you. Isn't that fun? You're going to see your future. You're going to see things that you've got to go back in time through the blood of Jesus Christ and fix back there. Stuff you said. Stuff somebody else said. It's not conducive to worship. It gets in the way of worship. That's what the blood's about. That's what forgiveness and restitution is about. You fix it. Go there. Change your past. Visit your future regularly. Let me say one thing closing before I give it back to say, and it'll be one thing. I hold a book in my hand that I've told you about that's the assignment for the next 10 days of Becky in my life. This is an important book. It's a book that every caring American should have and need and read and share with your loved ones. The late great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. It has begun. I-35 is one physical, tangible expression of that evil and of that sin. And I'm not here to preach the book. Jerome Corsi is a personal friend of my son Joe. That's the guy that wrote this. My son's message that taught this at his International Prophecy Conference. What year is this conference for Joe? What year? The 25th year, my son. And he's just a kid. He's just a copy of Dad. Improved. He got Mama's genes. I tell him I'm the original. He said he's the improved copy. He knows this man. He taught this. Got a couple of, how many are left? Just a few. That money goes to God's news behind the news. It doesn't come to us. That's for Joe. But you need to get the book. You need to pray for us for the next 10 days. You know where we're going, particularly those that were part of that earlier expression tonight or today. And last but not least, I guess I am going to add another one. You're not alone. I'm talking to my little sister. You're not alone. We're going to keep believing for you. We're going to keep trusting for you. Say your first name real loud.
Dawn.
I like Dawn. Ooh. I saw Dawn the other day on Dawn's property. Ooh. Woke up before daylight. Of course, this morning I almost went to bed at daylight. I was building that laser over there until 2:30. Last name is Israel. Wow! Now we know her assignment isn't done. We have unfinished business to do together in Israel. Do you know that? There are places that I've seen where you will blow the horn. And you can't get there with four little wheels. It's out in the wilderness. It's on top of mountains. It's claiming property. It's calling forth the promises of Israel. And you're going there. Go there. I thank you. We love you. What an awesome time. I'm going to ask Sandy to come.
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like to order additional copies, or if you'd like to view the many other prophetic resources available at the Elijah List, such as the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and gifts, simply log on to our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Outside the U.S., call 541-926-3250. And join us again for another inspiring teaching from the Elijah List.